From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Congressional budget negotiators in Washington have reached a deal to avert a January 15th government shutdown. Democratic Senator Patty Murray and Republican Representative Paul Ryan helped negotiate the deal. Murray says it reduces the effects of the budget cuts known as a sequester by $63 billion.
Our deal puts jobs and economic growth first by rolling back sequestrations, harmful cuts to education and medical research and infrastructure investments and defense jobs for the next 2 years.
One of the thorniest issues in the proposed accord is reductions in federal workers' retirement benefits that would help pay for slightly higher government spending on programs, including military programs. Republican Paul Ryan says he's confident the deal will be approved.
I expect we're going to have a healthy vote in the House Republican caucus. I think we will pass this to the House.
In a statement, President Obama praised the agreement, calling on lawmakers from both parties to move to approve it. U.S. bank and financial market regulators voted today to approve the Volcker Rule. It's one of the toughest measures produced by the Dodd-Frank financial reforms. NPR's John Itzde explains the rule largely bans commercial banks backed from trading financial securities for their own profits.
The banks strongly opposed the Volcker Rule because trading for their own gain or proprietary trading has been very lucrative. But former Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker, who first conceived the rule, warned the practice was too risky and posed dangers to financial stability and taxpayers. After all five regulators, including the Federal Reserve and Securities and Exchange Commission, approved the rule, Volcker issued a statement saying it should help the process of restoring trust and confidence in commercial banking institutions. Banks can continue to buy and sell securities to hedge risk and serve clients, but the rule forces them to prove the trades are not simply speculative bets. Banks have until July 2015 to fully comply. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.
Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel today wraps up a week-long trip to the Middle East and Southwest Asia. NPR's Larry Abramson reports from Doha. Hagel has been trying to reassure allies about the U.S. military commitment to both Mideast and to Southwest Asia.
Hagel finished his trip by meeting with the leaders of Saudi Arabia and Qatar. Both countries are concerned about U.S. talks with Iran. The U.S. has agreed to reduce economic sanctions in exchange for a freeze on Iran's nuclear program. Gulf countries fear that this deal could undermine the U.S. commitment to defend Arab countries in the Arabian Gulf. Hagel has tried to ease those fears by emphasizing the U.S. determination to keep Iran from developing the nuclear bomb. At the same time, Hagel offered to help Gulf nations improve their missile defense systems, a clear reference to the threat of an Iranian missile strike. Larry Abramson, NPR News.
U.S. employers are putting up the help wanted sign more frequently in October. The Labor Department says job openings were up 1%. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 52 points today. The S&P 500 lost 5 points. This is NPR. Aid officials in Central African Republic say the death toll there has now risen to more than 500 people, with no end in sight to the sectarian violence that broke out last week. An official with the Red Cross says aid workers have been collecting bodies after fighting broke out between Christian fighters and Muslims. Much of the fighting has been in the capital city of Bangui, though there has been fighting elsewhere as well. A new report finds most Americans are unprepared for retirement, but the situation is even worse for those of color. NPR's Anna Jaffe reports that's because fewer black, Latino, and Asian American workers have employers who offer retirement plans.
More than 60% of whites have retirement plans for their jobs, but just over half of black and Asian American workers do, while fewer than 40% of Latinos have jobs that sponsor retirement plans. This is according to the study from the National Institute on Retirement Security. The study found that around two-thirds of black and Latino households have no money in a retirement account of any kind. Among older workers nearing retirement, households headed by people of color average just $30,000 in savings compared to white households that average around four times as much. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
Nevada officials now say they have found two adults and four children missing in the mountains there since Sunday. According to officials of the Pershing County Sheriff's Department, the two adults and children were taken to the hospital after being found today. All are apparently in good condition. Crews began searching for the group after they went missing Sunday night. 34-year-old James Glanton, his 25-year-old girlfriend Christina McMcEntee, and the children ranging in ages from 10 to 3 years old had apparently gone out to play in the snow but failed to return home. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.